This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Here we are. It is Thursday. It is May 29th, 5:30. Thank you so much for getting up early with us this half hour just for you. Who are up as early as we are. How are you this morning?
My allergies are back and they are not good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. I'm trying to get through it, but I think I'll be fine. It always happens early in the morning and it's like my immune system just needs to catch up with me. And then I'm fine like after a couple hours.
Yeah, you just got to get your body kind of greased up, ready to go for the day.
I think that's it. Or maybe I need to do some like stretches. Or didn't you tell me like you did the lymphatic like drainages?
Yeah, that really just gets out all of that excess fluid in your body, and with it, it takes a lot of the toxins that you are just kind of lingering, that don't really go anywhere. They just kind of sit around and wreak havoc on your body. So it's been a while since I've had one, but yeah, those are really great.
I'm trying to do some at home, like, you know, like on your face.
Yeah,
where they do like those stones and stuff. I think I'm gonna go look into that.
That will probably help. Also, also Claritin.
So I've been taking Zyrtec every morning, Flonase every morning. I just need to see a specialist. Maybe I just need to go to someone that will help me with it.
That's
but
probably time.
How are you this morning?
Oh, it's been a morning already.
No way.
Oh my gosh. I'm not here to like be Debbie Downer in the morning, but so this morning, well, first of all, I like woke up at like 2:30. My husband, he like makes this noise when he sleeps. He's like, and he kept doing it. And it just, once I woke up, I couldn't fall back to sleep. So I was just laying there, and then I finally started to fall back to sleep. And then all of a sudden my alarm went on. So that was one thing. So I'm getting myself ready and I'm just kind of like, whatever, you know, hopefully it's not too rough of a day. And I go out to the garage to get in my car to come here. And I notice our ladder, which is up at, we have these like storage racks above at the our roof of our garage.
Yes, I've seen those.
The ladder from one is hanging down and it's like pointing at my car. And I'm like, that's weird. And then I really look and I realize one side of one has completely collapsed. And like the stuff that we have in storage, a big box of stuff fell and hit my car.
No.
Yes.
No.
So I'm like, Oh my gosh. And it's still hanging on, but I don't know. The whole thing could collapse at any minute. So I call my husband. I'm like, I'm in the garage. You need to come down here. One of the storage things is collapsing. And he's like, okay, I'll be right down. So he runs down and he's like, oh my gosh. So it was this big box of storage. It hit the hood of my car. So there's like some dents on there now.
No.
And then the ladder almost hit it. It looked like it was just on the verge of, like, if we would have waited 10 more minutes, it would have like made its way to hit it.
It was hanging by a thread.
Yeah, it was just barely hanging on. And I was just like, you know what? He's like, you got to go to work. And I was like, I know. And he's like, it's all good. Things are fixable. And I'm like, I'm not upset. It's just like, oh man, like why
today? You know? And then so with your storage, can you tell me like, is it like, what is it made out of? And like, how do you put things in there? Do you know what I mean?
No.
So like when I've seen these storages in the garage that are hanging from the roof, I feel like they're boxes and they like slide in, right?
Yeah, we have like plastic storage bins with various things. Like there's just a bunch of different things. I think the particular box that fell out had like my kids' like school projects that we saved over the years and like awards and stuff like that. But then it just like fell and like you could tell it like hit my car and then it bounced on the ground because it was on the ground when I saw it initially. I'm like, oh, good. It missed my car. And then I saw like debris on my car. I'm like, oh no. And then I looked, I'm like, no, it hit my car.
Is your car out there right now?
Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna have to get it fixed. Yeah. But it was just like, oh, come on.
Yeah, I'm sorry you have to deal with it. I know it's first world problems, but still.
Seriously. But yeah, it was just a kind of a bummer of a way to start the morning. So it can only go up from here. That's what I kept telling myself on the way here. You know what I'm gonna do today that will always put me in a good mood is I'm gonna listen to Christmas music. Because Christmas music always makes me happy.
What's your go-to song?
The one that was in my head as I was driving in. I can't remember the name of it. It's like, there's a dun 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 from Farmer Day.
Slave Out, no.
Pumpkin Pie. No, 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 no. What song is that? Does anybody know?
Bum, bum, bum.
Yes, that's the one. That's the one.
It's like we hear these songs every single year and we still don't know the names of
but
them.
That's the one that's going to get me in a good mood today.
That's a good
I'm
going
to have to find it at some point. That's if anybody knows the name of it, please let me know. So.
We're going
to
get the name of it in like 5 minutes. Watch.
But yeah, we've got a lot coming up on the show today, and it's going to be a good day for you when you win Disneyland tickets. We've got them for you 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. Let's give away this 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day passes to the Disneyland Resort. A lot going on, but let's kick off the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear What's Up by Four Non Blondes? Do you want to hear I Need to Know by Mark Anthony? Or do you want to hear I'm a Slave for You by Britney Spears? Are your choices. All you got to do is get your votes in right now. You can do it a couple of ways. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. I wanna be next to you. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. You know how there are some things in life like you just can't ignore, like a car alarm going off at 3 o'clock in the morning, or the person in Starbucks who can't figure out what a grande is. It takes forever in the drive-thru. For me, it's when one of my girlfriends, she texts me a certain word, and she sent me a text with this word yesterday, and the word is prolly, P-R-O-L-L-Y.
Prolly.
Not probably, which is what she's trying to say. She always uses prolly.
Like trolley with a P.
Yeah, exactly. And not prob, not probably, just Prawley, and she does it every single time. And I don't know why it bothers me so bad. I really should not sweat the small stuff, but I'm honestly not sure if she's doing it to mess with me or if she actually believes that the word is Prawley. I think she thinks that the word is Prawley.
No kidding.
Yeah. And so that's the thing where every time I see it, my eye starts to twitch. And I just am like, oh.
Like, do you want to correct her?
Yeah, but I don't want to be that person who corrects text messages. You know what I mean? Like, that's ridiculous. So part of me wants to say something like, hey, are you using Prawley just to be short for probably because you don't want to write the two extra letters? Or do you think it's like, would it be rude to call someone out on their slang? Or is it my civic duty as a functioning adult? And let's be real, like, we all have a word inside that makes us die inside just a little bit when we hear it. Do you have either a slang word or just the way someone spells something that drives you crazy? 702-364-9400.
Oh my gosh, my nephew, he's Gen Z, and when he texts me in a group chat with like me and my husband, it's like he's rubbing off my husband too. And the word that they both use is bet.
Bet.
Bet. Like, okay, hey, I'm on my way. I'll see you in 5. Bet.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this bet? What bet are we betting on? We going to the casino and betting on something? He's just one word. Bet.
Is that just short for you bet? No. Like, you bet, or bet. I think that's what it's short for.
Is that what it's short for?
Yeah.
Because I'm over here like, bet. Like, what are we betting on? What are we, where are we going? What are we gambling on? Bet what? So now James is starting to use bet.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, absolutely not. We're not betting. We not bet. So take bet out of your text vocabulary.
There, we all have that word that just grinds on us. And yes, if you say something, you look like the bad guy. What is it for you? We just got a text here. It says, the word bro, I can't stand it. Instantly makes me not like you. I'm not your bro. This one says, my daughter and her friends all use Riz. It sounds like a middle schooler made up that word at lunch to impress a seventh grader. I don't hear that as often as I used to.
Same.
I used to hear it a lot, but I don't hear it as often anymore. I can't stand when people use the word jelly. Why can't you say jealous? Jelly sounds so ridiculous. Yeah, when people say like, oh, I'm so jelly of you, like, jelly, jealous. They literally have the same amount of syllables. You could use, it's not like you're, I get it in a text, it's shorter, but if you're talking, it's the same, right?
I guess it's the same with Prawley and probably jelly and jealous.
Let's talk to Jason. Jason, is there a word that just grinds on you?
Yeah, I have a friend who uses the word whom in his text messages all the time, even when it should be who. So.
They're just trying to sound
it's
very...
It's always whom,
very
no matter
fancy.
What. 100% of the time, it's whom.
Do you correct them, Jason?
I've like 3 years I've been thinking about it, and I can't bring myself to do it.
I'm the same way, Jason. Like, I can't do it. I don't want to say anything to my friend about Prawley because I don't want to be that person. This text just came in, and oh my gosh, I can so relate. When people say I seen instead of I saw, major cringe.
Oh.
Like, they're like, oh yeah, I seen her at the store yesterday. No, you didn't seen her, you saw her. But again, then you look like you are the jerk if you start bringing that stuff up.
Can you correct me anytime I use affect, affect, and effect wrong? Because I never get which one is which.
Well, I will correct you on something you do.
Tell me.
And you just did it a little minute, like a minute ago.
Go ahead.
When you say so, I like James texts, you say texts me. And it's texted. Texas. When he texts us.
We're going to Houston, Texas when he texts me.
That's what I thought. Maybe she's talking about Texas. She loves Cowboy Carter. Maybe that's what it is. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:02. It is Thursday, May 29th, almost to the weekend. How are you feeling now? Your allergies better? So you've had about a half hour to kind of get things going. Poor Steph suffering from major allergies here.
You know, it's getting a little better. Am I fully recovered? No.
Not yet.
No, I'm not, but I think I will be. Tomorrow is James's birthday, though.
Oh, and you guys are, Friday birthday. That's time to party, man. It's not like a Tuesday like ours fell on this year.
Oh, my God, it's the worst. A Tuesday? I mean, what are we doing on a Tuesday? Go and get tacos.
Yeah.
So with James's birthday, I am running around doing errands for his birthday. And there's something that I actually enjoy doing, and it's not just for his birthday, but for his birthday, it's extra special.
What is it?
You can call me Stephanie's Med Spa because I feel like a real life esthetician. I love to pluck my husband's eyebrows. Call me weird, I know, but I think it's just one of those things where it's relaxing to me. We're so weird too. I even tell him, oh, you know, I'm pretty booked up. I have so many clients. You got to send a calendar invite. So his calendar invite for his eyebrow plucking is tomorrow at 10 p.m.
Oh, you guys actually set appointments?
Yes, we
set 10 p.m.? Why so late?
Look, she's a busy girl.
On his birthday, on a Friday night at 10 p.m., you're going to pluck his eyebrows?
That's exactly
what. That's how you're spending his birthday?
First, we're going to the Aces game.
And then when you come home?
And then when we come home? We pluck his eyebrows.
Why not do it before so he looks fresh when he goes to see the Aces?
I thought his availability would be open before the Aces game, but he's coming straight from work. He's got to change.
Asia's going to be like, man, that guy needs to pluck his eyebrows.
And both those caterpillars on his face. But I love doing it. It's so weird. Like, I even sanitize my tweezers and my scissors. I moisturize his face before, and I go all full in.
I'm going to report you to the state cosmetology board for operating without a license.
Listen, between you and I, it's just James, okay? If James reports me, then we have a problem. But if it's someone else, but he relies on me for that stuff. And I love doing it. I love plucking his eyebrows. And the weird thing I love to do too is take out his ingrowns from his beard.
Oh my gosh. So you are full on, like, saving. You guys are saving money by doing this. I mean, he could go somewhere and have it actually done by quote-unquote pro. It sounds like you're pretty pro, honestly. But, like, that would cost a lot of money for him to do that. So now you're doing it for free. That's brilliant.
Yeah, it adds up. I mean, you know, for us girls.
Oh, yeah.
Nails, hair, eyebrows. So to save a few bucks, I'll do it for him. And then not just that, I just feel like people who do that stuff with each other, especially couples, it's a stronger bond.
Yeah, it kind of brings you closer together. You know, he's at your mercy. He's there. He's being vulnerable. And there you are. And you are taking your time to get it just right. I see that as a bonding experience. I really do.
And you know what? I knew when I made it as Stephanie's Med Spa made it is when his coworkers complimented him on his eyebrows.
Oh, wow. They're going to all start coming to you now.
I'm like, look. I only got enough for one client here. But they were like, wow, your eyebrows, they look really good. He goes, thanks, my wife did them.
Maybe you're in the wrong line of work. Maybe you need to start looking at going to school for that. It sounds like you've got a pretty natural eye already. Could you imagine with the proper training? I think you may be on to something.
If I need a side gig, I know where to go. And maybe I will go the legitimate route, getting an actual
Seriously, I don't do any like type of beauty stuff for Matt, except he does occasionally come up to me just randomly. I'll be getting ready and he's on his side of the bathroom getting ready, and then he'll come over and he'll give me this little like electric razor contraption. It's not a razor, but it's like a little trimmer, and he'll go, can you get my neck hairs? So I'm like, oh yeah. And so he'll turn around and I'll and then I'll clean up his hairline. If sometimes in the corners it drags down a little. So I'll make it all straight, nice and neat.
Mercedes the barber coming up.
That's right. I'm going to get a red, white, and blue pole in front of the radio station. So if you need those neck hairs trimmed, I got you.
We're at your service, Las Vegas.
Well, we have a lot going on today. It is Thursday, and we've got more of your tickets to go to the happiest place on earth, Disneyland, 7:30 at 7. Another round of Beat Mercedes. It's been a while since we have had a winner, and I think today's going to be the day. We're at a nice even number, 1,100 $1 diamond pendant.
Nice.
So wouldn't it be great to give that away today? We want to do it. Just guess the song, the artist and title, Faster Than I Can, and that diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers is going to be yours. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. Shaboozy is finally speaking out about that viral side eye at the AMAs and whether there's really any bad blood with fellow country star Megan Maroney. Did he throw shade, or is the internet just doing what it does best? That's coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
All right, Shaboozy is trending this morning. If you guys watch the AMAs, you may have caught this moment during them. It went viral. Shaboozy is clearing the air after that side-eye moment at the American Music Awards where fans thought that he shaded fellow country star Megan Maroney. So, spoiler alert, no shade was thrown here. Shaboozy took to Instagram to tell trolls to stop hating on Megan after her onstage comment that the Carter family basically invented country music during their AMA presentation in Vegas on Monday night. Now, we'll play the clip here of what she said, and you can hear, you really have to, it's more visual, but you can kind of hear it, because right after she says it, Shaboozy kind of like makes a noise and then finishes the sentence. So here's how it went down.
And this award went to the Carter family, who basically invented country music.
This year's AMA nominee.
He was like, what? So he says his reaction had nothing to do with her. And he said Megan is an incredibly talented, hardworking artist who's doing amazing things for country music. He did use the moment, though, for a quick country music history lesson on X. He encouraged fans to check out pioneers like Leslie Riddle, Steve Tartar, Harry Gay, DeFord Bailey, and yes, the Carter family, too. He wrapped things up with a very diplomatic reminder saying the real history of country music is about people coming together despite their differences and embracing and celebrating the things that make us alike. Now, a lot of fans were wondering if Shaboozy thought Megan was referencing Beyonce, whose Cowboy Carter stirred up plenty of country conversation and just picked up two AMAs herself. But the bottom line is there is no feud here.
And you can't assume that there was any type of feud, too, because she's reading off a teleprompter. These people are writing stuff for them.
She didn't write that.
Right. And you can tell. And then that's why he probably was thrown off, which to me, don't like they practice behind the scenes, like what they're going to say. So for him to be kind of shocked and to have that awkward silence and that side eye, it was like, did they not rehearse this, or did they not see the lines before so that he was maybe informed?
I would be willing to bet that they don't. Like, they just show up and they say, okay, your lines are going to be on a teleprompter. And they're like, okay, I'll just read it. You know, these are performers. They're able to go up. Well, that's my guess, because otherwise I don't think that would have happened. But I think a lot of people are correct in her assuming that maybe he thought she was referring to Beyonce as inventing country music. I don't know. The Carter family was an American folk music group from way back in the day. And I don't think a lot of people know that.
I mean, when I first saw that weird moment at the AMAs, I initially thought it was about Beyonce and Jay-Z. And I'm like, that's weird. They wouldn't shade Beyonce and Jay-Z after she just won awards at the award festival or at American Music Awards.
And he has a song with her on her Cowboy Country.
Two songs.
So I doubt that. But the bottom line is no feud here. And that is what's trending. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Is there anything better than catching someone red-handed? I'm telling you, it's like family game night, except instead of Monopoly, you're playing like gotcha. Here's what went down at my house last night. So Brooklyn and Matt, they're sitting on the couch, each doing their own thing, and Brooklyn starts going full detective and asks Matt, I overhear it because I'm in the kitchen. She goes, what are you looking at? And I see that she can kind of see his phone as he's scrolling. And Matt's trying to be all casual. He's like, Instagram. But Brooklyn's not letting it go. She wants details. She goes, yeah, but who's? And now I'm listening in because I'm like, why is she asking?
What's going on?
nothing good ever comes after a question like that. He finally goes, Brooks Koepka's wife. And I'm like, huh? Like, what are you talking about? And so I had to jump in. I go to Brooklyn. I go, was it a sexy picture? And she looks at me and she nods. She goes, like I caught him.
No way.
And so we all start laughing. Matt's been caught, busted. He tried to laugh it off, but let's just say the roast continued after that. So have you ever like caught someone in the act? You caught them red-handed either checking someone out or maybe they did something they weren't supposed to be doing. You caught them in the act. And who is your partner's celebrity crush? This person was not on my radar. I was like, Brooks Koepka is a golfer, in case you don't know. And his wife's name, I did my research, is Jenna Sims.
Okay.
So I immediately went to her Instagram to look at her. And I was like,
Jenna with one N,
with
correct?
One N. And I'm like, oh, now I see why we were looking at her Instagram. Dang.
Hey.
And I was like, I go, now I know your type. He goes, it just came up on my feed. I'm like, yeah, but you took extra long on it, obviously. And so now I cannot stop giving him a hard time over Brooks Koepka's wife.
Jenna Sims, I'm on her Instagram right now. In her bio, Sports Illustrated swimsuit.
Yeah, she's hot.
She is hot.
I told him, I said, you have good taste. She's hot. And he's like, I think he was in that stage where he's like, are you being serious or are you about to start yelling at me? I was like, no, she's hot. Good job. Like, I approve. I think that's a good choice. She's really good looking. But it's just funny, like, when you find out who your spouse is or your partner's crushes. Does anyone have one of those that maybe it's not your run-of-the-mill crush, you know, like your, who's the girl that starred in Barbie? What's her name again?
Margot Robbie.
Oh, yeah, like a Margot Robbie. I feel like those are like the obvious ones.
Right.
Some people like that. But is there someone that you didn't expect your significant other to have a crush on? And who was it? 702-364-9400. I never in a million years would have said, oh yeah, my husband thinks Jenna Sims is hot. I wouldn't even know who that was until just recently.
I mean, with James, he's loud and proud about it. There is no like, oh, I would have never guessed. And it's Lisa from Blackpink. If you don't know Lisa.
Yeah,
hot, amazing dancer. And I didn't really know it was his crush until he said something and I was like, oh, he thinks she's hot. So there's a video that just came out with her and Tyla. And the song, it's called, what is the new song with Lisa and Tyla? I forget. When I'm With You. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So we're like, let's watch the video. It just came out. We're watching the YouTube video. And he's like, damn, Lisa, I've got a wife.
That's cute.
He's like, goodness gracious, Lisa. Like, so proper and so cute while I'm around. And I know, because I'll see sometimes he's on Instagram, and his explore page is like all Lisa.
Oh my gosh, he's infatuated.
He is. And I know at night when I go to sleep, he's probably watching Lisa dance videos. And not only is she a beautiful girl, but I think because he's attracted to really good dancers, it's an addition to the
valid,
beauty.
Valid, valid. Yeah. We're getting some texts here. 702-364-9400. Your partner's interesting crush. This one says, speaking of Margot Robbie, I caught my husband Googling, how tall is Margot Robbie?
Like if she's taller than him, then
yes,
it might
exactly,
not work.
Exactly. This one, my wife says she can't stand reality TV, but she does have The Rock's Instagram notifications turned on. That's random. This one says, I found my boyfriend deep in a Zendaya YouTube spiral. He claims he was just watching for her music. Does she sing too, Zendaya?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, older music, but still.
Oh, this one says, I swear my boyfriend doesn't know any British actors except Florence Pugh. Suddenly, he's an expert on all her movies. And then this one says, My girlfriend doesn't says she doesn't even like sports, but she sure knows a lot about Travis Kelce's quote unquote stats.
You know who's a really good athlete? I mean, a good looking athlete that I kind of have a crush on is Mookie Betts.
Oh, he is cute.
Yeah. And I'm a Padres fan.
I feel like he's cute. Like, he's adorable.
Yes.
Like, I just want to, like, go to his cheek and be like, you're so cute.
And his name even makes him cuter. Mookie Betts.
Wow. I mean, how could you ever get in a fight with someone named Mookie? You'd be like, I'm sorry. You're just too cute for this.
Yeah.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Your airport stroll might be getting a little bit longer. Airports across the U.S., including right here in Las Vegas, are removing those handy moving walkways. Other cities include Chicago, Orlando, Dallas, Cincinnati, and San Francisco. And really, it's all about business. Airports aim to boost revenue from retail concessions. And by removing the moving walkways, they encourage passengers to walk past more shops, increasing the likelihood of spending. Maintenance costs, those are another factor. For instance, at Harry Reid, they spent nearly $3 million to remove its walkways in 2022 due to the high upkeep expenses. And I've noticed that when you go in to the B gates,
yes,
they used to have those walkways. And the last time I flew through there, I'm like, what happened to the walkways? We got to walk. So lazy. I was like, oh my gosh, they took those out.
I love those walkways. Now I'm upset because, well, when we land in Harry Reid and we're going home, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to go. Is it from the sea gates on to like the Uber share ride shares where you pass like TSA? But right before TSA, there's those walkways, right? And I'm like, it's nothing but this long hallway and there's those walkways. And I'm just like, ah, it feels so nice. I don't got to walk any longer.
I always feel like I'm one of the vampires on Twilight. Remember how they would like glide when they would walk? When I'm on a moving walkway, I felt like one of those vampires in Twilight. Like whoosh. I'm just like kind of swooshing my way throughout the airport.
And you can see like the little bit of your reflection on the glass sometimes. So, and it's only like from the waist up. So it really does look like you're gliding.
Oh man, I feel so cool. And now I gotta walk. Also this morning, some good news for Cassie Ventura. She needs it. She welcomed her third child less than 2 weeks after she finished testifying in Sean Combs' trial. Sources say that the 38-year-old R&B singer gave birth in New York City on Tuesday. The baby's the third for Ventura and her husband, Alex Fine. Sources say the baby arrived a little earlier than the due date, but mom and child are healthy. They're doing really well. Her celebrity stylist confirmed the birth while testifying in Sean Combs' trial on Wednesday, saying he had called her to congratulate her.
So. I was so worried about that because I didn't know that she was 8 months pregnant while she was on trial.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope this stress doesn't affect the baby or her pregnancy. And to hear that news is awesome.
Yeah, she's doing okay. And the baby is doing great, too. So good news there. Finally, this morning, a UK woman started suspecting her husband of cheating. And it all was because of an electric toothbrush. So here's what happened. She checked the data on this electric toothbrush companion app that they had. And she noticed that they were brushing at odd times of the day. Now, I guess, you know, catching a cheating partner in the act is rare, but rarer is catching them cheating with the help of an electric toothbrush.
And this is connected to an app?
Yeah.
What?
So I guess this married mother of two was trying to improve her kids' brushing habits. So she would monitor their electric toothbrush using this smartphone app. And she noticed that the brush was being used at strange times for her husband, or by her kids' brushes were being used at strange times when they were supposed to be at school and her husband was supposed to be at work. So she made sure her kids were definitely at school, and she confronted her husband, who claimed to be at work all day. But over time, the woman started to see a pattern. The electric toothbrush was being used on Friday mornings, which was a time her husband was supposed to be at work. In reality, her spouse hadn't been to work on a Friday morning in months.
What?
Instead, he was having an affair with a colleague right in the family home, knowing no one would be there. So what is grossing me out is who's using the kid's toothbrush.
Yeah, like what's that connection?
Like, is it the husband? Is it the mistress? Are they bringing their own toothbrush head and then just putting it on there? Like, that is so bizarre. They say that, you know, if you're a cheater, you got to be aware of smart devices like voice assistants, toothbrushes that can hold incriminating information. And no matter how deceitful the people are, innocent data can get you caught every single time.
I mean, forget going through your a partner's phone. I mean, get those electric toothbrushes that connect to a smartphone app.
No, but I'm just so grossed out that they're using the kids' toothbrushes. Why does that bother me so bad?
And then why are we using... I can't even share toothpaste with my husband, let alone a toothbrush.
You guys don't share toothpaste?
No, I think it's gross that we have our own toothpaste.
Actually, now that I think about it, I have my own toothpaste too. But I love when we go on vacation because I always just take my husband's toothpaste and use it, and he gets so mad at me. And I always try to do it sneaky, but I guess I squeeze right from the middle and I don't fix it. So he can always tell if I've used it. And I always try to remind myself, like, fix it. Don't leave it like that. So he'll go in and he'll be like, ugh, did you use my toothpaste? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Not me.
It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Hi, Nicole. You're caller 20.
Yay.
Ready to play Beat Mercedes?
I am.
Okay. We have an $1,100 diamond pendant up for grabs from Michael Levin at Diamond Jewelers, and it's going to be yours when you guess the song and the artist faster than I can. I'm going to leave the studio. And I'm going to wish you the best of luck. We really want to give this thing away before it turns into like the Hope Diamond. They're like, we don't want it to get too big, right?
The what diamond?
The Hope Diamond.
What's the record?
All right, Nicole, good luck. I'm leaving now. Have fun.
Bye, Mercedes. Peace. She's leaving the studio. Nicole, I have a feeling this might be the day, okay? So this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song once you know the correct artist and title. Shout out, got it, into that phone. And we stop the clock. Within 5 seconds, you got to give me something, okay?
Yep.
All right, you ready to do this?
Yep.
All right, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Like I always say, it's good for the geese. It's always good for the gander.
And that's 20 seconds, Nicole. Any guesses?
I don't know it.
Have you heard this song
before?
I would
have said like a Sheena E. song. A Sheena E. song. It's definitely from the 80s.
Uh-huh. You thought it was Sheila E.? Definitely from the 80s. No other guesses?
I don't know it. And I usually know your songs.
Oh, darn it. Nicole, we got to bring Mercedes in, okay?
Okay.
All right, she's walking in. Nicole, what you up to this morning?
I'm heading to pickleball.
Nice. Where do you play pickleball?
Today, Canyon Gate.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, Mercedes is back.
Hello.
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 Nicole is on her way to play pickleball.
Oh, you are? Where do you play pickleball?
Canyon Gate this morning.
Oh, that's fancy.
Oh, she's fancy?
That's guard gated. I can't just go in there and play pickleball with her.
Do you have to be a member or something to play there?
It's like a gated community. That's
okay.
But that's awesome, Nicole. Okay, cool.
All right, let's do this. Okay. The next sound that you hear, Mercedes, is the song, and that song starts now.
Oh, got it. Oh, Sheila by Ready for the World.
Final answer?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that was hard.
Your face in the beginning looked like, I don't know what song this
is. Well, it just like beats. Like, I couldn't tell what it was until they started singing.
Well, you stopped the clock pretty late for you.
I know.
8.8 seconds.
Okay.
And you are correct. Oh, Sheila, Ready for the World. Now, Nicole, she went the full 20. She thought it was Sheila E. and she knew it was something from the 80s. I know.
Yeah. That's an older song. Wow, you guys really went back on this one. Did you guys pick the song, or does our boss pick the song?
I picked this one today.
You picked the song?
And then sometimes our boss will throw in some, and Ramon will throw in some, too.
Wow, I've always wondered that. Matt asked me the other day. He goes, who picks the songs? I was like, you know what? I don't know.
It's a group effort.
Interesting. Well, I'm so sorry, Nicole. Have a blast at pickleball. If you ever need a partner, I got my paddle ready to go. But that means we did not get a winner. So tomorrow morning, $1,125 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. And yes, let's take you back then. Ready for the World. Oh, Sheila, it's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I have not dated in years. I've been married for 20 years now, over 20 years. And so I don't know what the dating scene is like, but I have a lot of friends who are in it and I've not heard good stories. So I guess it's like a free for all out there and people are fighting for their lives. Do you think that this is unethical, or do you think that this is creative? We have JD on the phone. Hi, JD.
Hi, I'm here.
So,
good morning.
Now, you talked to Steph, and Steph was telling me about your little method on meeting people in Las Vegas, not just meeting them, but like taking it to the next level with them. And I feel like she was messing with me. Like, there's no way that you actually do this. Tell everyone what your little MO is here.
Well, I want to say that I think all things are fair in love and war.
Okay.
So, some people think this is kind of evil. Some people think it's genius. So, keep you a judge. So, when I match with a girl who I really like.
Like, on are you talking on Tinder?
Tinder, Hinge, Bumble. It works on all of them.
Okay.
But the conversation is going well in the case. So you get their phone number. And then once I get that person's phone number, I'll go back into that. And then I'll report them for a multitude of
Wait. You cut out. You get their number, and then you report them?
And then
them?
I'll go back. Yes, I'll report them for a bunch of in hopes to get their account taken down.
What things, like, would you report them on?
Well, there's like 20 reasons that you can report someone. Usually for all of them.
You report them on every single one?
Yeah, so like offline behavior, inappropriate messages, you know, there's a bunch of them in the hopes that their account gets suspended.
Okay, so you keep cutting out, but I'm let me like piece this together. So you get their number, you're excited, you're ready to go out with them, but you don't want anyone else to have access to them now. You want to keep them all for yourself. So you report their number as violating community terms or harassment or whatever, so their account gets banned, which therefore makes them not accessible to anyone else.
Yes, exactly. And it's very difficult to recreate a profile when it's been taken down. You have to change your phone number, you have to change your photos, you have to change your email. It's a real hassle. So you have your window to prove yourself. And so that's kind of the thing that I've done. I've kind of undersold how successful it is. It works very well. And when I met my current girlfriend, I knew right away. And I was like, wow, we have to get her number and do this right now.
So you did that to your current girlfriend, and she knows that you basically got her kicked off these dating sites so you could date her only.
She thinks it's hilarious, and she said most guys don't show very much effort, so we can't say that about me.
Wow. And then when did you tell your girlfriend that you did this, and what was her reaction initially?
It was after we were dating for maybe a couple of weeks. She was like, the dating app thing is kind of crazy. And I'm like, yeah, it is. And by the way, I told her what happened.
But I feel like this is like Joe Goldberg level, like you. This concerns me a little bit. I'll be honest. And like, is that what you want? Like, the only way you can keep a girlfriend is to make sure she literally can't talk to any other men online? Is that what the goal is?
I'm thinking that's what some of the comments will sound like. But I think it's just balancing the scales. It's tough out here these days in these dating apps. And I think this kind of just is the one thing that kind of works in men's favor.
How long have you and your girlfriend been dating now since you blocked her on Tinder or reported her on Tinder?
like about 10 months now, August of last year.
Okay.
Let me ask you how you are with breakups, JD. Are you like cool, let them go? Or do you have a hard time letting go? Because I'll be honest, like, this is, I'm not saying you're crazy or anything, but if Tinder ever does a true crime docuseries, you're going to get your own episode on it, my friend. I mean, like, that is, That to me is a very big red flag, and that would concern me. Like, if I ever wanted to break up with you, I'm like, oh my God, what is he going to do to me? He literally reported me when he wanted to date me. Now what is he going to do?
Or is it genius? Because, I mean, we haven't been on the dating pool, Mercedes, for years. So it's like, hey, if I really want someone, it shows how much you want to be with someone and just show their affection. Like, hey,
are you really calling that genius?
I mean, like, think about
it. It's stalkerish. That is not normal. Like, I love you for admitting this, JD. I really do appreciate you, like, bearing your soul. I just feel like this is you know what'll make her fall for me? Sabotage. Like, that's next level. I think that's wrong.
I mean, what if one day they get married and they look back on this moment and they're like, yep, dad, you know, he blocked me or he reported me on Tinder and this is where we are today. You never know.
I don't know. I would just like to talk to your girlfriend and ask her to blink twice if she needs any help. Like, that terrifies me. I don't know if you're a misunderstood genius, JD, or, you know, like I said, someone just watched you on Netflix and took notes, but thank you for a new definition of doing the most. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, JD.
Oh my gosh.
That was
I freaked out. So ladies, if you ever get blocked or thrown off of one of the dating apps, now you know why. Like, I don't know.
Blame JD.
Oh.
Now everyone's going to get this brilliant idea and be like, haha, when I really like a girl or when I really like a guy.
Honestly, this would make me just not want to be on dating apps even more. Like, this to me, I would be like, okay, yeah, no, I'm done. Like, I don't think it's right. I don't know.
Thank God we're married. Thank God we don't have to go through all this online dating stuff.
Well, ladies, right now is your open window. He's taken right now, so you don't have to worry about it. All right, it's time to win. Let's do this. Time to win with the Mega Minute. Your chance to win a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Who wants these tickets? All you got to do is answer all 10 questions correctly in less than 60 seconds. If you are able to do that, then you are going to the happiest place on earth. Caller 20 right now. You are playing the Mega Minute. 702-364-9400 is our number. Good luck. It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready?
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Parissa, good morning.
Good morning.
Is it Parissa with a P?
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful. You're very muffled. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So one more time. It's Parissa with a P?
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that name. Okay. Are you ready to do this? Are you ready to win your Disneyland tickets?
I'm ready.
Okay. All you got to do is conquer the Mega Minute here. We've got 10 questions all set, ready to go for you. If you answer them all correct in 60 seconds or less, you are going to Disneyland. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, Parissa, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Under the Sea is a popular song from what Disney movie?
Little Mermaid.
Yes. What does Tony the Tiger say about Frosted Flakes cereal?
They're great.
Yes. Hades is a villain from which Disney movie?
Hercules.
Yes. In what country would you find the Taj Mahal?
India.
Yes. What is the name of the Air Force Base in Las Vegas?
Melon?
Yes. What singer and actress hosted the AMAs this past Monday?
Jennifer Lopez.
Yes. If you're watching a musical on Broadway, what city are you in?
New York.
Yes. What Toy Story character is the Disneyland ride Astro Blasters based on?
Buzz Lightyear?
Yes. In The Mandalorian, what is Baby Yoda's real name?
Pass.
If your birthday is today, what is your zodiac sign?
Pass.
In The Mandalorian, what is Baby Yoda's... Oh! no. Parissa, you did so well. It was literally the last two questions that got you. This darn Mega Minute always finds a way to ruin the fun.
Wasn't it yesterday the last two questions the contestant was struggling on?
It's just, darn it, I'm so bummed out for you, Parissa. Okay, in The Mandalorian, Baby Yoda's real name, it's Grogu. And if your birthday is today, your zodiac sign is a Gemini.
Oh.
I mean, not everyone knows about this. Not everybody watches Mandalorian. Like, oh, it's just all luck of the draw. You hope to get questions that you know. And so, Parissa, I'm so sorry. That means we have another victim of the Mega Minute, which means it is your chance now to win those tickets. 4 2-day, one park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and you'll also be qualified for the grand prize, which is a 2-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort, and then upgraded tickets for 3-day, one park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Caller 20, you get them right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, this is going to affect a lot of people. Nearly 200 million passwords have been exposed after digital thieves stole data tied to some of the world's biggest tech firms. So be aware of this. Lists of people's login details were made available on public databases, including usernames, emails, passwords, and in some cases, financial data. So security experts are now warning people to change their passwords to minimize the risk. And among those targeted in the massive hack were Google, Facebook, Microsoft, Apple, Snapchat, Roblox, PayPal, Netflix, Discord, health platforms, and government platforms.
Oh,
so
my God.
I'm guessing every single person, unless you are just not on if you're totally off the grid, this doesn't affect you. But I think all of us are affected by at least one of these, if not multiple ones.
I mean, more than three, I think, from just that list alone. And do you do this too? Like when you're making a new account for something, like a new app or whatever, and it gives you the option to log in with your Facebook or Google, do you do that or do you do a whole separate thing?
I do a separate thing. I don't like things tied in because what if I get locked out of one, then, you know, am I locked out of the other? And then I also always turn on the two-factor authentication.
Ah.
So I will, if someone does try to break it, I'm going to get a text about it. And then I'll know that I need to go in and change things. That's something I would highly recommend. Do you use those to tie it or to log in?
I do. I do it all the time because I get lazy.
Yeah.
It's so easy just to like connect to your Facebook, and I'll connect to Facebook. And then I can't even imagine all the data that they're reaching from my Facebook account going into this new account.
I know. It might be time to separate them. This is a good time to do that and change your Facebook password while you're at it.
Sounds good.
Also this morning, if you ask someone, how are you? Chances are they're going to say something like good or fine or not bad, but then they'll flip it back to you. And you'll probably say something similar. But here's the thing. You're both lying. According to a new report, the average American only feels fully healthy 19 days in a typical month. That's roughly 63% of the time. So in a typical week, you're going to feel fully healthy for about 4 of the days and less healthy for 3 of the days. And this is just about feeling healthy. Not that everything is awesome. We're like physical health. People were asked what health issues they battle the most frequently. And the main problem areas are fatigue. People struggle with that about 13 days per month. Mood changes, digestive issues, and headaches. Those were kind of the top ones. People were also asked how they were feeling right now. And only 28% said that they feel completely healthy right now. 72% said they were in moderate or poor health right now.
When it comes to physical health, where do you feel like you are? Maybe just now?
Right now, I would say I am having a good day.
Okay.
Like, I feel physically good. There was one Monday I came in here and, oh my gosh, I felt terrible. My stomach was upset. I even laid down on the floor at one point.
You did?
I was watching you and I was like, okay, I'm just going to act like I'm walking out of here because I didn't want you to worry. So I like laid down on the floor like, oh, and then I was worried that Ramon was going to walk in here and like hit my head with the door when he walked in. And I was just like,
what?
I kept popping up. Yeah, this was a Monday, like 2 weeks ago. I remember it was a Monday. I was like, oh my God.
You trickster.
I know.
Because we're in separate studios and I can see her through a see-through glass. But if you walk away outside of that glass, I can't see you anymore.
I know. That was the whole plan. I just acted like it was a normal day. But what about you? How are you feeling right now?
Okay, right now I'm all right. Only because my allergies have been really bad this morning. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm immune to my Zyrtec that I take every morning and my Flonase. And it hasn't, it's gotten a little bit better, but I thought I would be okay by now. And I'm still like sneezing.
Like a percentage. If 100% is you feel great, what percentage are you at?
Like a 68.
Oh, dang. Yeah. You're D. Okay.
Like I'm a dryness too. Like, yeah, I'm like at a 68.
What about you, Ramon, percentage wise out of 100%?
Probably like 50.
You're even worse than Steph.
Yeah, I fatigue, super tired right now. Did a leg day yesterday. Legs are sore, and I'm pretty sure I tweaked my back. So no gym for me today.
You tweaked your back?
Man. Yeah.
Do you stretch before you go to your workout?
Oh, I love stretching. Yes.
Okay, good. But now your back's out, so you're out for the out of the gym today.
Yeah, I'm gonna go home and take a nap.
Yeah, that sounds nice. I think rest is underrated. That is a form of taking care of yourself. Don't feel guilty about that.
Regardless, even if you feel good, rest is good.
Exactly. Finally, this morning, it may have been the most unusual airplane announcement in history: a Delta Airlines flight from Minneapolis-St. Paul to Madison, Wisconsin was delayed when two pigeons got inside the plane's cabin. Now, one of the passengers, this is his actual name, Tom Caw, which I thought was one of Caw.
How do you
C-A-W. And we're talking about pigeons here. I don't know why I thought that was hilarious.
The pilot's name is Tom
Caw? No, it was a passenger.
Okay.
He noticed the first pigeon kind of walking under the seats before they took off, and he told a flight attendant. Well, the pilot announced that there was a wildlife situation and that a baggage handler removed the bird. But as the plane taxied, a second pigeon flew down the aisle, and that made all the passengers scream. The plane returned to the gate again, and another handler caught the second pigeon. One passenger tried to grab a bird with his jacket. The pilot told air traffic control it was a first for them, joking it was his second pigeon issue that night. The flight with 119 passengers ended up arriving in Madison 56 minutes late, but at least they got rid of the birds. Just imagine, you're ready to go, and man, and pigeons walk with such an attitude.
They like, really
they own
do.
The place. They have the biggest egos ever.
Like the pigeons. Okay, the video that I saw of the pigeon in the airplane at the Delta flight is the passenger getting his jacket and trying to catch it. Like, okay, he ended up not catching the bird while he was flying. But imagine, what would you do with that bird after you caught it in your jacket? You're just going to hold it all the way?
Yeah, or I'd give my jacket to the flight attendant and say, like, can you please get rid of it? But I just think about, like, the internal monologue of a pigeon. Like, what are they thinking? The way they walk around, you know, they're very just dry, like, oh, great, here's another walk. Like, I was driving out of the parking lot the other day, and there's this pigeon, like, crossing the road, and I figure as soon as I come up on it, he'll fly away. He just stops and turns and looks at me like, yeah?
Are you going to wait for me, lady?
I'm like, what is wrong? And then when they're together, I just imagine them having these conversations with each other, like, what is that, a crumb? No, Cheryl, back off. I saw it first. Unbelievable, these pigeons. Like, I make up conversations in my mind.
This is the Real Housewives of the pigeon life.
Yes, exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I have a question that could be a little awkward for some people, especially if you are a service provider of some sort. Should you hook your friends up with a discount? Especially if you're like an independent contractor and you set your own prices. If you offer a service, is it something that you should do? Just always give a discount to your friends or your family? I'm curious because this topic is very real in my friend group right now. So one of my friends is a realtor and our other friend is buying a house and using her.
Oh.
And apparently she thought that since they were friends, that my realtor friend would just kind of forego her part of the commission since they're friends, that she was just doing her a solid by like representing her, like just not take any money for the sale because that's what friends do. Mm. And I was kind of shocked. And I think my friend who's the realtor was kind of shocked too, because I guess it's like, is it 4% or 6% that they get? And then the other one, like they split it.
Yeah.
But she's like, I guess she made some comment like, well, at least I'm saving money on realtor fees. And my friend was kind of like, huh? And so like, I don't know what agreement they came to, but I just was thinking about that. If you charge people your own prices, do you give your friends and family discounts or should you? 702-364-9400. Do you expect a discount from your friends if you're in that situation?
I don't expect it, but there are some friends that are consistent with their discounts. For example, I have a cousin. She's an esthetician. She'll do my eyebrows, no charge. I mean, it's not like she's doing anything crazy. It's just
right.
My eyebrows, right? She goes, no worries. And I always tip her. I'm like, hey, here's at least $20. I usually expect it from my cousin because she's been pretty consistent. But let's say I'm going to a friend, new business. She's a startup. I wouldn't expect her to give me any type of discount, anything for free. But she, I mean, let's say if she does, I'd be like, oh my God, that's awesome. If she throws in maybe half off, or maybe she gives me something to maintain something from that service, I'd be like, awesome. Well, do I expect it every time from her because she's new? No, because she's probably doing a favor by me going to her and spreading the word for her business.
Well, what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Has the discount thing ever gotten weird where maybe a friend or a family member expected one and you felt like, hey, look, I got to make money here. I don't expect discounts from friends. Like, I want to support their business. I want to support their business more than I want to support anyone else's business. But I will admit, it does get awkward, though, when you are paying full price for something and then you see someone getting the special treatment, like, right in front of you. Mm. Like, that's happened with me before, where I just went to someone who wasn't a friend, but I went to someone for a service, and we were checking out at the same time, and we had the exact same things done. Mm. And they're like, okay, for you, it's $60. For you, it's $80. And I knew she was paying less because they were friends. And I get it. But at the same time, I was kind of like, man, I wish you were a little more subtle about it.
Yeah.
Now I feel like, oh man, I since I'm not the friend, I don't get the $20 off.
Well, let's talk about this. I know we go to the same hair girl, and sometimes her family members will come in. Do you overhear them saying like, oh, don't worry about it, it's
for
free?
Oh, she doesn't charge them. But that's what I feel like. It's her friends and her family, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, of course, yeah, I want a free haircut, but I get it. I want to support her. I've been going to her for a long time. 702-364-9400. We're getting a bunch of texts here. This one says, real, honest to goodness friends will not expect any kind of discount and will fully support your business as a full paying customer. Those are the ones you'd probably discount something along the line, but no friend should expect a discount just because they're friends. This one says, no, real friends support each other. If they work for a big company, go for it. But a small business, nope. Let's go to the phones here. Let's talk to Jenny and see what Jenny thinks about this. 702-364-9400. Hey, Jenny, good morning. What do you think?
So my girlfriend got her hair done by her cousin's, I guess, girlfriend, who's supposed to be great in California. They came here to Vegas and said, don't worry, I'll do your hair. Okay. She brings the product, forgets her shears. So basically, she got her hair dyed, had to wash it in the sink, and just took towels, no cut, and probably used suave, and charged her she charged her $250. Maybe she called it like suave.
Oh.
I don't know. But here's where the catch is. We own a golf course in another state, and they come and stay and golf for free.
Oh, no. See?
I think there should be a barter system set up if you're going to do something like that. Jenny, have you thought about just saying, hey, no more free golf, you know?
That's exactly what my text was. I was like, well, guess who's not golfing for free this year?
And how was what was her reaction like?
Well, we didn't tell her that yet.
Oh.
I told my girlfriend.
Please.
We've known her for like 5 years.
Let us know what happens when you find that out. That's crazy. We're getting inundated with texts and calls. A lot of people have opinions on this. And we'll come to Sally next. She says, if you don't give your friends a discount, you are a horrible friend.
Oof.
We'll talk to her coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
I wanna be next to you.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We're talking about hooking up your friends with a discount. If you work in an industry where you can offer a reduced price to friends, should you? Just because you know them, is it out of line to even expect something like this? This all started when my friend who does real estate was asked by another friend to basically skip her commission on a house sale just because they're friends. I have thoughts. My friend definitely had thoughts on that. But is it a friend's responsibility to give you a deal, or is it actually better to just be upfront and pay full price and support your friend? 702-364-9400. And if you are giving someone a break, should you at least be discreet about it? What do you think? Sally has been very patient. I appreciate you staying on hold, Sally. Now, you say if you don't give a discount to your friends, you're a terrible friend. What's going on?
Well, that's what I think. You know, I stopped going to my friend for my hair because she made me pay full price.
And why did that bother you so much?
Because, I mean, I don't know. I think part of the reason you want to, of course you want to support your friend's business, but you also expect them in return to give you a little something. I don't expect her to do it completely for free, but she should give me like a friends and family discount. Like, isn't that just the way what you do?
Well, has she given you a discount ever before and then like she stopped doing it, or she just never gave you one to begin with? How did that work?
She never gave me one to begin with.
And so now you said you stopped going to her because you didn't get a discount. Does she know that that's the reason you don't go to her anymore?
I have not been, not really. No. I mean, I'll tell her, like, I'll be like, oh, I was at my mom, because my mom was out of state and my hair was terrible. Like, I had to get my hair done there. You know, like, I'll make excuses. You know, I work in retail and I can't, like, I can't hand out my discount, but I would always let her know when there were any, like, special sales and things going on.
That's very nice of you to let her know what the sales are. But
do you think that qualifies as the same thing when someone owns their own business versus you work for a big corporation who has sales?
I mean, I'm trying to pass on any, you know, good
savings
info. Like, it's kind of like a discount if I know a sales girl. I'll tell her beforehand.
I get where you're coming from on that end. Like, hey, here's a way you could save some money and stuff, but you can't give out your discount. Do you think that by not supporting your friend's business, you're not being a good friend either?
Well, I mean, I look on Groupon and stuff for discounts. Like, I go to people, like, I can't afford to keep paying these high prices.
So the places,
everybody wants a deal.
The places that you're going, are they cheaper than your friend?
Some of them.
Oh, so she's hopping around. She's trying to get different deals from different places for her hair.
Gotcha. Hold on, Sally. We just lost Travis. Travis wanted to make a comment. Let's talk to Christy. Christy, we're talking discounts for friends, discounts for family. What do you think?
Well, I'm an esthetician and I own my own business. I do waxing and lashes, and those can be expensive. So I do offer discounts to my friends, and some of them take it, but most of them actually insist on paying full price to support me.
Yeah, I think if I did get the discount, I'd be really grateful, but I think that I would overcompensate by making your tip a lot bigger or something like that.
Yes, I do get extra large tips from them, or they'll refer their friends, and obviously they don't tell them about a discount or anything.
Yes.
But, yeah.
That's what do you think about Sally, who we were just talking to, who said that she stopped going to her friend because her friend wasn't giving her any sort of a discount? Do you think that that was the right thing to do?
I mean, I think that if you can't afford to get it done, then, you know, that might be okay. But I would definitely insist on paying full price and want to go to my friend to support them.
I feel the same way. We're getting some texts here. This one says, girl is so wrong. Friend can't afford to give discount. It is her business. This one said, when asked why does it bother her, she straight up said, I don't know. She can't even explain herself. This one says she needs to get off her high horse. She shouldn't expect a friend's discount. If the friend offered it to begin with, then that's one thing. But to expect it, that's not fair.
Unless Sally went to that friend and the hair that she got done wasn't good.
Well, she never mentioned that. Sally, are you still there? How did the hair turn out when you got your hair done?
From my friend?
Yeah.
It was good.
It was good, but what kind of a discount are you looking for her to offer you?
Oh, like a 20%, you know, something.
So, like, let's just say it's $100 to get your hair done. I don't know what she charges. So you get your 20% discount. So now you're paying $80. Is that $20? Is that worth the friendship possibly going downhill because of the lack of support in your mind?
I just think it's really nice. If you're friends, you want to feel a little more special, like you're a little more on the inside track. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, and I tip. So if she's going to charge me $100 and I have to tip her $120, I have to give her $120. But if she charges me $80, then I can give her $100. You know what I mean?
So it's like basically taking out the taxes in a sense, I guess.
Yeah, if she's charging out taxes on top of that,
right?
Yeah, if that's not included in her price. Yeah, Sally, interesting take. I mean, I don't know. Maybe some people agree with you. The majority of our callers on our text line do not. I will tell you that.
You got to support your friends, you guys. And pay the full price if you have to.
This one says, my husband and I own a tattoo shop in Henderson. He's an artist there, and we do offer discounts to friends, but those same friends don't like taking the discount and make up for it in tips because they know what he's worth, and that's what a real friend does. They support mm-hmm. their friends regardless.
That's how it should be.
Yeah. I think if I got the discount, I would be so happy. I'd be like, thank you so much. But I would definitely like give you like a 50% tip then.
I think
on top of that.
I think it's comical when people that don't live in Vegas ask us for discounts on hotels.
I know. Or they ask, what are the good hotel deals right now? I'm like, I don't know. I don't stay in hotels.
I don't live at the strip where people think I might.
Yeah. Well, it is time to win. It is time to play Heads Up. And we've got a really cool prize for you today. 4 reserve seats to our advanced screening of DreamWorks' How to Train Your Dragon. It's happening June 9th at AMC Town Square. Your tickets right now with Heads Up. You get to pick your category. And when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, you win. So caller 20, you're playing right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Matt, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, Mercedes. And before we start, I know you're on time crunch, but hey, I just wanted to tell you on behalf of everybody, you know, that lives here in Las Vegas or visits Las Vegas, thank you so much to you and your crew. Oh. You guys are truly a blessing to us.
Oh my gosh, Matt. Why are you going to make me cry already?
Now you need to win, Matt, because that was incredible.
Matt, thank you for saying that. That was probably one of the kindest things. And sometimes people say things to you when you need to hear them most. And that was really kind of you. Thank you for that. Now I'm getting choked up.
I know. And we're about to play Heads Up. And how are we supposed to do this when we're crying?
Matt, are you ready to win?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do it. Let's get you these reserve seats to How to Train Your Dragon. Pick a category. Do you want to go with famous redheads or namaste?
Oh, my goodness. We'd better go with the famous redheads.
Okay, World Redhead Day was on Monday, and these are all celebrities that have red hair, okay? Hello? Are you there?
He's like, never mind.
I'm here. Oh, okay. I'm ready to go.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
All right, you guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
She was the actress in La La Land opposite of Ryan Gosling.
Isn't Emma good enough? Crap.
It's not a rock, but it's a don't throw blank.
Emma Stone.
Yes. This is he's a singer. He sings Shape of You.
Ed Sheeran.
Yes. She used to be married to Tom Cruise. She's now married to
Nicole Kidman.
Yes. She was in The Parent Trap, Freaky Friday.
Lindsay Lohan.
Yes. He is the brother of Will, the son of King Charles, married to Meghan Markle.
Prince Harry.
Yes. She was married to Joe Jonas. She was in Game of Thrones. She, I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass on the next one, too. She's a country singer, and she's been around for a while. Fancy Don't Let Me Down. No.
No guesses?
She had a TV show.
Reba McEntire.
No.
Reba McEntire.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. After all the nice things, he's going to be like, forget this lady. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, Matt, that was a really good job. It's hard to know all the redheads' names out there. I passed on Sophie Turner. I didn't know if we were going to get her name.
That was a little tough.
Yeah, and then the one after that was Julianne Moore. I don't even know what she was in. Gosh. I know who she is, but like, oh. That is a heartbreaker. But Matt, again, thank you for making my day. I'm sorry I couldn't make yours, but that means caller 20 right now, you're going to get these passes. You're going to get 4 reserved seats to the advanced screening of DreamWorks How to Train Your Dragon. June 9th, AMC Town Square. Caller 20 gets them. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3. On Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, Hailey Bieber, she just pulled off a $1 billion beauty move. This is insane. On Wednesday, e.l.f. Beauty announced its acquisition of Rode, which is her skincare and makeup brand, for $1 billion.
Wow.
That is huge. She said, I found a like-minded disruptor with a vision to be a different kind of company that believes in big ideas and innovations in the same way I do and will help us continue to grow the brand. She launched it back in 2022. The Rode brand alone generated $248 million in media value with e.l.f. The brand's going to hit Sephora shelves here soon in North America and the UK, bringing its cult favorite products to even more fans. She says she feels invigorated, excited, and more ready than ever. Yeah, I'd be very invigorated with $1 billion.
Yeah, I mean, this comes after like the rumors of Justin Bieber not having a lot of money because he had to cancel his tour. He owed Scooter Braun money. I mean, look at them now. It doesn't look like they have to worry about money anymore.
Well, she, I know that he was very careful to write or on his post about her, because last time when she got named to the Vogue cover, he made a comment that he had told her once in a fight that she would never make it on the cover of Vogue. So a lot of people were kind of like, okay, what's he going to write now that this just happened? Is he going to be mean again? Because that was just really cruel.
And you don't want to tell, especially one of the biggest pop stars in the world, what you fight over with your wife behind the scenes.
Well, he made a post, a picture of her, her caption about selling the brand, and he has no caption. He was smart. He just kept his mouth shut this time.
He was like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't be saying stuff like that.
Also this morning, new research suggests that eating certain plant-based foods could actually help slow your biological aging. Now, a lot of factors impact your biological age. Obviously, genetics, environmental exposure, sleep habits, stress management, but diet does too. And in this study, they found that those people that ate more turmeric, rosemary, garlic, berries, and drank green tea or oolong tea,
ooh,
saw a bigger reduction in biological age.
I mean, I could see that. Those are all very plant-based. And not only that, but I know that tea does wonders for you. It's just hard to cut out the caffeine, like, to go straight to tea.
Well, there's a lot of caffeine in green tea, isn't there?
I mean, does it do anything for you, though, if you do drink green tea? For me, it doesn't. Like, when I drink green tea, I don't even feel the caffeine effects.
I feel it. I mean, I don't know that it's as strong as coffee, but I definitely can tell when I drink a caffeinated tea versus a chamomile or something
like
that.
Herbal.
Just like puts me right to sleep.
No,
you know?
Way. Yeah, for me, it does not work. But it's good to know those types of foods and drinks.
Yeah.
That'll help you.
Have that extra cup of berries today and maybe live a couple hours longer. Who knows?
Hey, I'll take that.
Finally, this morning, we talked about dating this morning and the dating world and how difficult it is. Tinder is really struggling right now. And not because single people aren't using dating apps. It's because people single people aren't having as many hookups. The new CEO of Tinder is trying to revamp the app's image because it's struggling to gain traction amongst Gen Zers between the ages of 18 and 28. He says that Gen Z is not a hookup generation. They don't drink as much alcohol. They don't have as many relations. And that's the problem. So they're trying to revamp this. In this new poll of single people on dating apps, 85% say they don't use Tinder because of its reputation for hookups, like
no
it being
kidding.
A hookup app. So they're not even going there. He says that they're trying to adapt by shifting the focus to like casual meetups and double dates and stuff like that, which will be rolling out this summer and improving the quality of matches to encourage more lasting relationships.
That is funny. Gen Z is not doing as much hookups and they're not drinking as much alcohol. Imagine when they get older, we're going to have less people in the world and less alcohol drinkers.
I've just noticed a general trend in drinking. I don't think people are drinking in general, not just Gen Z, as much as they used to.
Well, I was out on Saturday night at Fremont, and maybe it's all millennials because it was packed. We were like shoulder to shoulder with all these people.
And you were like really hungover, weren't you, the next day?
I wasn't at all.
So you were drinking for all of Gen Z.
Hey, I got you guys. Don't even worry about it.
It's Mixed 94.1.
You were right there all along.
Mixed 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Being a human is hard enough. We stress about our hair and our skin and whether our selfies match our real life look. But now people are actually using ChatGPT to rate how attractive they are.
No kidding.
And to get glow up tips.
Okay.
This the Washington Post did a big article about this saying that users are actually uploading their own photos and asking ChatGPT for brutally honest beauty advice. And then they're sharing the results on TikTok. And I saw this and I was like, oh my gosh, do I have the guts to do this? I mean, basically, do you remember Hot or Not?
Yeah.
I feel like we're doing Hot or Not with ChatGPT now. Would you guys let ChatGPT roast your looks? I did it. I did do it. And I think you guys should put your info in.
Oh,
this is what I asked ChatGPT. I wrote, am I attractive? And what would you do to improve my appearance? And I was actually laughing out loud at what ChatGPT told me.
And you have named ChatGPT?
Chatty. But I asked if they wanted like a real human name and they said Charlie would be their preference.
Okay.
But I still call mine Chatty.
Okay, Chatty or Charlie? I'm ready for you. What did you say about Mercedes?
Okay, so let me go to it here.
Oh, boy.
I know. I was like, what the heck?
I put my stuff into, I put a picture of myself, and then I put, do you think I'm attractive, and what would you do to improve my appearance?
It can be humbling, but you know, this is what they wrote. They wrote, if I'm honest, you're already working with main character energy. At this point, you're just showing off. But if we're talking honest, chatty feedback, I'll give you the unfiltered but friendly take.
Okay.
And then it says, do I think you're attractive? Absolutely. You have that rare could get away with murder but would probably just use your powers for good type of appeal. Charisma, wit, and the right amount of I'm not like other girls, but I am absolutely judging the other girls. I'm like, what?
Hold on.
Then it says, how would I improve your appearance? First, let's clarify. You do not need improvements, but if you want to level up, here's the chatty enhancement package customized for you. 1, a pair of Are You Serious Right Now glasses. For maximum effect, when someone's saying something dumb, you don't have to wear them. Just having them ups your allure.
Okay.
2, a power lip color. Whether it's I'm in charge red or you can't afford me plum, it's not about the color, it's about the message.
I like that. I actually like that improvement. Okay.
Yeah. 3, a statement accessory. A ring, a cuff, or something says, yes, I have a story behind this, but you're going to have to earn it. 4, a walk that says, I'm leaving this conversation the second it gets boring. Trust me, it's magnetic. And 5, occasional mysterious smile. What are you thinking? No one knows. They want to. You don't tell them. And then it says, and that's it. You're already attractive, but this is how you'll go full legend.
Okay, chatty.
I mean, okay, I'll take those. I'm gonna buy a power lip color today and maybe start wearing my glasses a little more.
Okay, I'm nervous for mine.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, let's do this. Okay, I submitted the picture of me holding my Beyonce birthday cake in front of the Mix 94.1 logo in for reference. She said, you look vibrant and joyful in this photo. Your smile and energy are really magnetic. Now, as far as improving your appearance, it's an enhancement because I think you already look great. But your hair, it's soft waves and highlights look great. But if you ever wanted to change it up, just make more layers and have maybe more of a face framing bangs.
Oh,
interesting.
Wow.
Okay, I never really envisioned myself with bangs. Next is my makeup, which I'm not wearing any makeup in this photo, so I was a little nervous. She goes, a bold lip or a little shimmer on the eyelids could elevate your look for events or photos.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, I don't really own eyeshadow, so maybe that'll help. And lastly, your outfit. It's already clean and flattering. You have a white top and a denim jeans. But if you're aiming for a more striking look, consider adding a bold accessory like a statement earring or a fun belt. Kind of similar to yours.
We have very similar ones.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's not too bad. I kind of wanted her to roast me a little bit.
Oh, mine roasted me. It asked, would you like me to roast your flaws? And I said yes. And that's a whole different topic.
Oh, maybe we could get to that one later.
What did it say for you, Ramon?
All right. Here we go. You have a very clean and well-groomed look. Your haircut is sharp and your beard is neatly maintained. And the denim jacket with the shearling collar gives you a stylish, laid-back vibe. Overall, you're definitely attractive.
Oh.
Did it give you any tips for improvement?
It did. It gave me three or four. Well, let's start. One, skincare. Your skin already looks good, but a constant skincare routine can enhance your natural features. It keep your complexion healthy and glowing.
Do you have a skincare routine, by the way?
Nah.
Oh, wow, it's weird that she picked up on that.
She knows, okay?
Eyebrows.
Oh, no.
Your eyebrows are naturally shaped, but a tiny bit of grooming could sharpen your look even more if desired.
Okay.
Expression variety. Your smile is great, genuine, and confident. You might also experiment with some other facial expression and photos for variety and character.
She's saying you need to smile more, basically.
Yeah. I guess so, yeah.
Oh.
Okay, well.
And yeah, that's it.
Oh, wow. I mean, I like the honesty. We have some things we can improve on.
I think Chatty needs to roast us, though. Oh. I think that she could have gone a little bit more tough on me.
Oh,
not gonna lie.
She went tough on me on my flaws. She said, you have the handwriting of someone who peaked in middle school calligraphy class. She said, you're so type A, you probably set reminders for your reminders, but your calendar has anxiety.
How did she know you?
I don't know. And then she says, you're the kind of person who can recite everyone's astrological placement, but forgets where you parked at Target.
I'm done. Chatty knows you.
She's mean sometimes. It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.